This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linford.
And this is your Nishna Valley. Kind of chilly here the latter part of this last week.
Yeah, it has been a little too cold for me, but
Iowa,
so.
You're still a little
raspy. Monday and Tuesday earlier this week were pretty bad, but it's gotten better over the week.
It was real quiet around the office Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah, I'm sure my husband would say the same. I got to the point where I just had to like literally whisper to my children, and then it was cute though, because then Wyatt would whisper right back, you know, thinking that he had to whisper too. So that wasn't really a bad thing, I don't think, on that, but.
Well, it kept everybody quiet, kind of, I suppose.
Somewhat.
But you didn't feel bad?
Felt fine, just I don't know what I did over the weekend. Must have lost my voice.
I know you spent time with family. I guess when the sisters get together, all you know what breaks loose.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Well, better now anyway. Yes. A little bit better. We're working on it yet. We've got a lot of stuff going on around the area here. We're going to talk a little bit about some of those kinds of things here today. But we got plenty of other things, too. You know, we were kind of joking the other morning on the air about how if you ever notice the change in seasons as they go. You know, when we get to, like, the first day of summer, you know, latter part of June, we've already seen quite a bit of summer.
Yeah.
We've already seen nice summer weather. When we get to the first day of winter, which is, you know, of course, the latter part of
too
December.
Too early, yeah.
We've already seen most years plenty of winter already.
Yeah. It's like they're about a month behind.
How come the first day of spring, we don't see a whole lot of spring before it happens?
That is true.
I'd like to file a complaint, please.
Who do we direct that to?
Well, the good Lord, I guess. And
he
already drew up the plan, so yeah. I guess we're out of luck. But yeah, it's you know, I wish we'd see some springtime. I guess we could say we did see some pretty decent weather this winter. It was fairly mild, but I don't know if I'm just getting to the point where I just can't take it anymore. But oh man, like Wednesday, for example, it was cold. It got down a couple of degrees below zero, but that breeze, and it was just cold all day. Once you get that chill in you in the morning,
you can't get rid of it.
It's hard.
Yeah.
It's tough to get it out of there. Well, you know, we don't have it near as bad, though, as some other folks. So I was sharing some of this on the air. I found this kind of interesting. I saw a story on FoxNews.com this last week, and it was entitled, "The Real Reason That We Stock Up on Milk and Bread Before a Storm."
Okay.
You ever notice when you go into the grocery store before a storm, if there's especially a snow event, where people might get stuck at home for a day or two?
Yeah.
Walk by the bread and milk aisles. They are picked clean. People just go in
frenzy. With the bread, but I'd be worried about the milk if you do lose electricity, then you'd kind of have to chug that down, get rid of that quick.
True story. But it's pretty typical. Grocery stores sell out of bread and milk and things when you're going to have a storm of any kind coming. You know, those perishables, also toilet paper, it all has an interesting history. I saw this this note here, and it said that, AccuWeather, the weather service, AccuWeather.com, they say that New Englanders can actually take credit for the tradition of purchasing milk and bread prior to a storm. It was the monumental blizzard in 1978 that trapped many in their homes for weeks that gets at least some of the credit for that current tradition, according to that site. Now, last November, Virginia Montanez, who's a writer for the Pittsburgh Magazine, discovered an article from November 24th of 1950 that detailed milk shortage brought on by a devastating winter storm. Now, some markets also reportedly resorted to rationing bread due to the storm that dumped almost 3 feet of snow back in 1950, and that incident had long-lasting ramifications for pre-storm rituals. She also discovered a line in that story that she believes references toilet paper, noting that customers were advised to buy what they need prior to the storm. And perhaps back then, such items of hygiene weren't usually called out. You probably didn't use the terms back then, but... But anyway, you know, she goes on and says, you know, I don't know about you, but when I'm listing the things that we need, if we're going to be snowed in for a few days, toilet paper definitely makes the list.
Yeah.
Okay. But think about it. Milk and bread are two things that zip right off the shelves. Mm. If you're stuck at home, what are you doing? Making French toast?
Yeah.
I mean, milk and bread? Why? Well, not only are milk and bread perishable items, people seem to give in to the unavoidable urge to stock up on these things, and they buy way more than they can eat. So there might be throwaway. And then you mentioned, what if the electricity goes out? Well, these compulsive purchases aren't always logical, according to psychotherapists. In fact, Lisa Breitman, who's a New York City-based psychotherapist and she does a little work for HowStuffWorks.com on the web. She says the thought to get milk before a storm is followed by the action or the compulsion to go out and stockpile it. And she said in one way or another, we spend a lot of time and energy trying to feel like we are in control. And we buy things that you might throw out because it still gives a person a sense of control in an uncontrollable situation. Does that make sense yet?
Yeah, like you are prepared. You can handle it.
Well, and she says the non-perishables, what it does is it sends the message that you expect the storm to keep you homebound for an extended period. So although
you're not as hopeful.
Well, although practical, non-perishables are a psychological admission that you're surrendering to just waiting out the storm.
Yeah.
Because you're buying things that are going to last a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're buying the perishables, well, that's an optimistic attitude. Because that says, by golly, we're not going to be stuck here forever. We're getting out of here before this milk spoils.
Yeah.
You know, so it's, I guess it's a play to our psyche.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Interesting.
We talked about this on the air earlier this week, so I'm sorry if you heard it again. But it's kind of interesting.
Well, yeah.
And, you know, we talk about winter. We get a couple of cold days and we start whining right away about how cold it is. And we hate winter. I do it too.
Yeah.
Boston, since February 1st
okay.
through February 17th, earlier this week, that's about 2.5 weeks, mm-hmm. 17 days, they had 58.5
oh
inches
my
of
gosh.
Snow. That's over 4.5 feet of snow.
Wow.
In 17 days.
Okay, I'm all right with our cold weather.
Yeah. Now, you still think our winter has been tough?
No.
Not so much.
Not even
no.
close.
We have a friend who lives in Milton, Massachusetts, a suburb right outside of Boston, and he's been sending us some pictures of the storm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you get out?
Not at first.
Yeah.
For a few days. He said, you know, the street crews are doing as best they can, but they got to push the snow somewhere.
Right.
Now, we've seen heavy snows around here, too, where we've had it piled up, and there's no way to go, and you got huge mounds of snow. The Midwest is far from, you know, removed from that. But, yeah, it's interesting to see him standing there in the snow mounds. And he's, you know, probably about 6 feet tall. And the snow mounds are several feet higher,
jeez,
taller than him. And, you know, he did put a picture in there one day of he's got a long set of steps that leads up through his yard, his sloping yard, leads up to his house. And all you can see is the top of the railing in a few places.
Oh, my gosh.
Because the snow is all piled
yeah.
up that high. And he put a little note on there saying, not a good day to stop by for coffee.
If you do, you can shovel the walk on your way up.
That's right, yeah. You can work the coffee off, please. No worries.
You should welcome the people to come visit then, in that case.
Well, you could do something fun, like, you know, have a snow shoveling party or something, you know?
Yeah, that'd be a blast. I'd
yeah.
sign up for that.
Wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't you be
no.
the first one in line?
No way.
Not so much. I didn't figure it would work out quite so well, but... Yeah, you know, what do? You just, you grin and bear it.
Yeah.
It's not fun. Like I said, we've been through it. We've been through it not too many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's never fun, and it's especially when you can't travel. You know, and it's probably in some respects worse for us, because at least they're in a large metropolitan area. For the most part, up in the you know, in the east, you don't drive 2 miles without getting to another town.
Right.
Everybody's packed so close. Out here in the Midwest, you know, we have spaces
yeah.
where there are no towns, and if you want to get from here to there, you got to drive there. Well, not if the snow's real
yeah.
bad. Not if the wind is blowing so bad. We've seen plenty
yeah.
of times when the interstate's been shut down. Different highways are closed. You can't get anywhere. It's not that much fun.
No.
And then you start, and then you factor in the drifting.
Yeah,
I don't know how bad it drifts there because everything's taller and closer together.
Yeah.
But we know how it drifts here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not so much fun.
No.
So, yeah, we've all had our issues. Buffalo had it earlier this year with the lake effect snow. 6 feet in a couple of days.
So.
Boston's had, what'd I say, over 4.5 feet of snow in about 2.5 weeks. So let's just keep our fingers crossed and hope that we're so far deep into winter now.
We've gotten our share.
Yeah, or that our chances are dwindling rapidly of us getting a big event. It can always happen yet.
Yeah.
But let's just keep our fingers crossed, because I don't think any of us want to go through that at this point.
No, come on, spring.
Come on, spring. I'm okay with putting the snowblower away for another year without much use. I'm okay with that, trust me.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, we can still get out and get around. We don't have to worry about plowing out right now. We don't have to worry about the drifting and all that kind of stuff. So if you want to go out and do some things, You certainly can. And there are some things to do. I know you got a list there.
I do. The Persia Fire Department, it's their annual breakfast buffet on Sunday, February 22nd. That goes to 11 a.m. at the Pick Hall in Persia. And they're going to have a large variety of breakfast food and beverages. It's only $9 for adults and then $3 for kids 2 through 10. And then kids under 2 are free. And then the proceeds from that go to the Persia Fire and Rescue Equipment Fund. So it's the Persia Fire Department annual breakfast buffet, February 22nd, that actually goes from 7:30 to 11 a.m. at the Pick Hall in Persia. Over near Lyman, it's St. John's UCC's youth group. They're having their soup supper on February 22nd. That is from 5 to 7 p.m. at St. John's United Church of Christ. And they're located just 1 mile south of Lyman. And they'll be serving chili, vegetable beef, and potato soup, along with bread, desserts, and a drink for a free will offering. St. John's UCC Youth Group Soup Supper, February 22nd from 5 to 7 p.m., and that's at St. John's United Church of Christ, just 1 mile south of Lyman. The Xyra Mason's annual George Washington's Birthday Breakfast Fundraiser, that's coming up also on February 22nd. That is from 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Brayton Town Hall, and they'll be serving biscuits and gravy, Belgian waffles, French toast, and eggs, and it's all you can eat for a free will donation, and that's sponsored by the Exodus Masonic Lodge 342. So again, that's the Xyra Mason's annual George Washington Birthday Breakfast Fundraiser, February 22nd, and that is from 8:30 to 12:30, and that's at the Brayton Town Hall. A rally for Roger, it's for Roger Rhodes of Griswold, will be held on February 23rd from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Griswold High School cafeteria. They'll be serving chili and chicken noodle soup with relish tray, desserts, and a drink, and that's all for a free will offering. If you have any questions on that, you can call 789-0155. Again, it's Rally for Roger, February 23rd from 5 to 8 p.m., and that's at the Griswold High School cafeteria. Padfoot Ponderosa, it's a community impact event, and that will be at the Harlan Pizza Ranch on February 23rd from 5 to 8, and it's to help raise some money for a volunteer nonprofit community outreach group, and they help local animals and their families with emergency vetting, food and foster care, and rehoming rescued abandoned pets. That's the Padfoot Ponderosa at the Harlan Pizza Ranch, February 23rd from 5 to 8. We have a Red Cross blood drive coming up in Atlantic. It's on Thursday, February 26th, and that is from 8:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m., and that's at the Cass County Memorial Hospital. Atlantic Zion Lutheran Men's Club Pancake Supper is also on February 26th, and that is from 5 to 7 p.m. The Atlantic Public Library's birdwatching program is on February 26th at 2 p.m., and the presenters for that will be Donna Reimers and Pam Scholes. Coming up next weekend, the 25th Annual Audubon Lions Club Toy Show. It's February 28th at the Agra Hall at the Audubon County Fairgrounds. Their doors are open from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., and admission is only $3 for adults, and then children 8 and under are free. They do have door prizes available and also lunch. So if you have any questions, you can call Laverne Deist at 563-2026. Again, it's the 25th Annual Audubon Lions Club Toy Show, February 28th at the Agra Hall at the Audubon County Fairgrounds, and that's open from 9 to 3. The annual Cass County Pony Express benefit dance and auction will be held at the Cumberland Community Building on February 28th. The Rhythm Kings, featuring Phil Vandal and Fran Wells, will be playing your favorite country and western music for your dancing pleasure. That's from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. They'll have lots of nice auction and raffle items during the breaks. And then all proceeds go to the Handicapped at Easter Seals Camp Sunnyside in Ankeny. It's, again, the annual Cass County Pony Express Benefit Dance and Auction at the Cumberland Community Building on February 28th. Jazz and Wine, it's the Iowa Western Community College Cass County Center Scholarship Fundraiser. That's coming up in March. It's March 1st from 5 to 7. That's at the Iowa Western Community College campus here in Atlantic. Cost is $20 per person, and they do ask you make your reservations for that by calling 243-5527. Again, it's Jazz and Wine, the Iowa Western Community College Atlantic campus, on March 1st from 5 to 7. The Lewis Public Library, they're having a soup fundraiser on March 1st. They are going to hold that from 11 to 1. And soups they'll be serving are chili and potato and ham and bean, as well as cornbread and desserts. And then all proceeds from that go towards the replacement of the library's public access computers. So again, it's the Lewis Public Library's soup fundraiser March 1st from 11 to 1.
Very good. That's a lot of stuff there. I have a few more things here, too, we want to share with you. Some things coming up relatively soon. There's a benefit being planned for Roger Rhodes, and that's coming up this Monday, February the 23rd. Roger recently underwent a bone marrow transplant. Now, that event will be held at the Griswold High School cafeteria from 5 to 8 p.m. The menu will include chili and chicken noodle soups, relish tray, desserts, and a drink. And they're asking for your free will donation. Again, that's a benefit for Roger Rhodes, Monday, February 23rd, Griswold High School cafeteria, 5 to 8 p.m. It's a chili, chicken noodle soup, and all the trimmings, all the fixings for a free will donation. Yeah, well, soup's always good in the wintertime.
Something warm.
Yeah, it is. It sure is. And look at this. We're already starting to talk about March, too, and some of these things. I've got one here. There's a dinner theater that's going to be coming up. The Country Players up in Audubon County. They're presenting Pistols and Posies as a comedy dinner theater. Friday, March 6th. Saturday, March 7th. Doors open at 6. Tickets are $20. You can get a hold of Sharon Winterbore if you want to know more about tickets. And also, you can go on Facebook to Audubon Country Players to find out more there as well. March already. That's a good sign, right?
Yes, warmer weather.
Yes, always a good sign. Montgomery County Memorial Hospital is continuing its blood draws as they prepare for the health fair, and you can take care of those yet this week. Last two opportunities would be coming up on February 24th. That would be on Tuesday at the Essex Fire Community Room, and then also on Thursday, February 26th at the Malvern Rescue Building. There is a cost, and you can check out all the list of things that you can have done there, too. But again, make those reservations to get there. The blood draws will be at 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. at those locations, and you do need to fast prior to showing up for those. Also, the Wallace Foundation for Rural Research and Development is holding its 24th annual meeting. Hard to believe it's been 24 years already. David Swenson and Matthew Helmers, a couple of specialists at Iowa State, will be the featured speakers at the meeting, which is coming up on Thursday, March 5th, and that'll be at the Armstrong Research Farm near Lewis. Now, the public is always invited to attend that event, and this year's program starts at 9:45. Matthew Helmers, an ISU agriculture and biosystems engineer, will be talking about prairie strips and how they can reduce nutrient loss. And that'll be followed by David Swenson, an ISU economist, who will be presenting an overview of Iowa's overall rural and ag economies. And then there'll be a complimentary lunch, and then after that, the annual business meeting will be held. Now, anyone can go. The lunch is complimentary, so there's no charge. You don't need to make reservations. You can just be there that day. Again, that's starting at 9:45 on Thursday, March the 5th, and the Armstrong Research Farm is located about 12 miles southwest of Atlantic on Highway 6. You go a little south, a little back east, you're going to get there. Otherwise, just look for the signs when you're over in that area. It's not that difficult to find. It's pretty easy to find. They always have a good crowd, and they always get good interaction there, too, so they hope to have more folks showing up again this year. I said March, right?
Yeah.
This one says June. Boy, they're really getting a head start here, aren't they? They're looking for vendors right now for a Flea Market Alley event. This is the first ever Flea Market Alley that's going to be held June 6th and 7th in Anita. Now, this is the same weekend as Southwest Iowa's White Pole Road Garage Sale, which runs through Anita. So they're hoping to kind of work together with that. There's going to be a car parts swap and a tool swap as well. Now, vendor space for both days is $20. $20 gets you both days, and they're looking for vendors right now. So you're going to have an opportunity to find all kinds of things. Clean out the garage, I guess. Garage sale. Food available by Cass County vendors. Lake Anita State Park is less than a mile away. Lots of RV camping and fishing. There'll be some free entertainment in the city park. There are restaurants and motels nearby, so you got everything you pretty much need there. They do ask you to register early, and they are looking for vendors right now. So if you would like to be a part of that, you need to contact Jackie Sander, and you can get a hold of her at her email address, jackiersander@gmail.com, or you can call her at 712-254-0395. That's 712-254-0395. She's the head flea for the flea market.
Yeah.
That's what it says. I didn't make it
up. The head flea.
It says right there. Contact our head flea. See, right there. So, yeah, go ahead and get a hold of Jackie if you'd like to be a part of that. And if you want to know more information, actually, you can look around for the flyers. There are a bunch of flyers around the area. So look for those, too, and you can find out plenty more about that event coming up. Maybe get yourself in on that. All right. Did we get through everything we have for the regarding that?
I think we did. Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Well, then I guess it's probably time to take a break. We'll be right back.
Whether you're a patient we're seeing regularly for chemo treatments, attending one of our diabetes clinics, or a couple about to have your first baby, at Cass County Memorial Hospital, we think about your health 365 days a year.
Hello, this is Emily Kringle, registered dietitian at Cass County Health System. Good nutrition is essential in meeting your overall health goals. Healthy eating can include any food in moderation and should include a variety of foods from all the food groups. As your clinical dietitian, I can help you use good nutrition to achieve your personal health goals. For an appointment, please call me at 712-243-3250.
Whether we're setting a broken bone in our emergency department or providing rehab services after a long illness, we are here to help you feel better. Cass County Memorial Hospital, neighbors caring for neighbors.
All right, we have a few more things that are kind of important to talk about here.
Well, yeah.
You got some birthdays?
We've got some big birthdays coming up. Sally Hubbard is celebrating her 90th birthday with a card shower. And if you'd like to send her a card to wish her happy birthday, you can send her a card to the Presbyterian Home, 1203 East Washington Street in Washington, Iowa, 52353. Again, happy 90th birthday to Sally Hubbard, celebrating her 90th birthday on February 23rd. And you can send her a card to the U Presbyterian Home, 1203 East Washington Street in Washington, Iowa, 52353. Also, the family of Bob Evans, they're planning a card shower in his honor for his 90th birthday, which is February 24th. You can send him a card to 11698 520th Street in Elliott, Iowa, 51532. So happy birthday to Bob Evans, celebrating his 90th birthday on February 24th, and his family is planning that card shower in his honor, and send him a birthday card to 11698 520th Street in Elliott, Iowa, 51532. Over at the Xyra Care Center, we'd like to wish happy birthday to James Searby, celebrating his birthday on February 27th. And also over at the Salem Lutheran Home, we'd like to wish happy birthday to Cheryl Hansen, celebrating her birthday on February 21st. And also to Betty Ingerslev, celebrating her birthday on February 25th. So happy birthday to those folks there over at the Salem Lutheran Home and the Xyra Care Center.
Very good. Well, I have some anniversaries to tell you about as we continue on. Take a look at some of the anniversaries that we have that are of note here in the area that we've been made aware of. William and Nelda Wager of Shelby will be celebrating their 65th wedding anniversary on February 26th. So congratulations to them. The family's asking for a card shower, so if you'd like to send a card, you may do so. Bill and Nelda Wager can be reached at 300 Western Avenue, Box 16, Shelby, Iowa, 51570. Again, that's 300 Western Avenue, Box 16, Shelby, Iowa, 51570. Happy 65th wedding anniversary coming up February 26th, to Bill and Nelda Wager of Shelby. Good for them. I have another anniversary here as well. This is a 60th wedding anniversary. The family of Marvin and Laurel Nielsen are requesting a card shower for their parents' 60th wedding anniversary, which is coming up on March the 6th. Now, their address is 1702 Yellowwood Road, Audubon, Iowa, 50025. They have 4 sons, 3 daughters-in-law, 6 grandchildren, and 2 great-grandchildren, and they live up north of Fiscus. I've known Marvin and Laurel almost since the day I moved to this area back in 1988.
Really?
Well, I always kind of referred to them as the King and Queen of Fiscus. They were like Mr. and Mrs. Fiscus.
Okay.
You familiar with Fiscus?
Nope.
Not a lot of folks are. Big reputation, small town.
Okay.
It's kind of almost straddles the Audubon-Shelby County line.
Okay.
Very small town. I remember judging a parade up there once, and the parade entries were just a very few of them, but we went around them. They didn't go past us.
Oh.
But no, we used to have a lot of fun. They very small town with limited resources, of course, small dot on the map, but they were very active and very good about getting out and promoting, and Marvin and Laurel were two of their leaders. So, yeah, wish them the very best. 60th wedding anniversary. Again, that's on March 6th for Marvin and Laurel Nielsen. And again, 1702 Yellowwood Road, Audubon, Iowa, 50025. Congratulations to them. We wish them the very best. Don't have any babies to talk
nope,
about.
Nope, no babies.
No, none of that. Oh, you know what? Even though they can't hear me, unless they're listening online.
Okay.
And since that's really not their thing, online, mm-hmm. they're probably not listening.
Okay.
Happy birthday to my mom.
Oh.
My mom's birthday is coming up next weekend, February 28th.
Very nice.
She was born like in the 11 o'clock hour on February 28th in a leap year. So she was almost, she was like within an hour of being a leap day baby. She just came out early enough.
I bet she's probably happy about that.
Well, she'd be a lot younger well, than
yeah,
she is right
technically.
Now. But when do you celebrate your birthday?
Yeah.
So she's, yeah, she's, well, I'm not going to tell you how old she is. That's not good. But yeah, happy birthday, Mom. Love you lots. Hey, by the way, Branson, we still have room.
Yes.
It is filling up, but we
it
do
is,
have room.
Yeah.
We have, where are we? We're probably about two-thirds of where we typically are for our Branson trip. So we have some room left if you'd like to get in on our trip. It's June 9th through the 12th this summer. It's three nights lodging at the Camden Hotel and Conference Center. Now, that includes, you know, breakfast each morning and cookies and ice cream, cobbler at night. There are eight meals in total, five shows, two attractions, bus transportation. Yikes, we got it all. We're mm-hmm. going to ride the ducks. We're going to go to the Butterfly Palace and Rainforest Adventure. We're going to go see the Mickey Gilley Show, the Good Old Boys Show, the Marty Robbins Tribute Show, the Liverpool Legends, and the Elvis Live Tribute Show. We're going to eat at the Uptown Cafe, the College of the Ozarks Keter Center, Grand Country Buffet, McFarland's, and the Black Oak Grill. We're going to have deluxe motor coach transportation down and back. We'll stop a few times on the way for, well, you know, and also so you can pick up some food, too.
Yeah.
And we'll have a little bit of fun. The cost? Cheaper than last year.
Isn't that incredible?
By a fair chunk.
Yeah.
Last year, the double occupancy cost was $500 even. This year, it's $425. We worked really hard with the folks that helped to put this together with us to make sure that we could keep this at a reasonable price. Mm-hmm. And look what we've done. $425 per person, double occupancy. Great rate for all of that. $390 per person if you want to stay three to a room. $370 if you want to stay four to a room. And if you want a room all by yourself, it's still reasonable. It's $525.
Yeah.
But the deadline to register is March 31st. I know you still have time, a little more than a month. But again, we're about two-thirds to where we normally are for this trip. So, you know, we do have a limit. We're only taking two buses. So we do mm-hmm. have a limit. Once we reach that, we have to cut it off. You can call Stacy. You can stop by the station. Payment is due at registration. Cash or check. But you do need to get a hold of Stacy, and she'll get the information to get you signed up so you can enjoy that Branson trip. Don't miss out. It's a really nice trip.
Yeah.
A lot of folks come back year after year. We enjoy it very much. Hey, I was looking up, I saw this article the other day written by Kim Komando, who has a syndicated radio show. And she was talking about ways that you, if I went to your house.
Okay. I'm a little nervous for some reason.
Well, no. If I looked in whatever drawer you throw old stuff in that you don't use anymore, how many old cell phones would I find? A lot? A few?
No. Usually they're Mike's phones and they get broke, so they get thrown away.
Ah, there you go.
You'd find one of mine somewhere, but that'd be about it.
We have a few of them sitting around.
Yeah.
And tablets as well. You know, they don't last forever.
No.
And then you want to upgrade and whatever mm-hmm. else and stuff. Well, there are some things, other things you can do with them. And she lists some things if you've got them sitting around. You could put them to use and repurpose them again.
Yeah.
For example, a security camera. You don't need a complete security system to watch just a single room or a closet or a drawer or a jewelry box. A single internet-connected security camera can do the job, and you got it on your phone.
Never thought
or
of
your
that.
Tablet, perhaps.
Yeah.
So just a simple app, and you can make that work. How about a digital photo frame? If you have an old tablet that you're not using anymore because you've upgraded, put your photos on there, set it up somewhere, and people buy those photo frames anyway.
Uh-huh.
A universal controller. If you've got 16 controllers sitting near your TV for all these different things, you can actually download some apps to make it all integrated into one using one of those. Or, you know, for the kids, if you're in the car, something to keep them busy so they don't ruin your good stuff,
exactly.
Your good iPad or your good smartphone. Or you could just use it as an e-book reader. Some people just want to have one that they use simply for that. You could use it as an alarm clock. A lot of folks use their cell phones already as an alarm clock. Why not dedicate this to it? That way you're not getting those annoying phone calls in the middle of the night because you're using that. Or perhaps as a dedicated car player. So you don't have to carry your other one around. You can keep that one, download all your music onto it, copy your music on. Then you don't have to keep plugging it in, unplugging it every time you get in and out because you're using the same one. Now you're just keeping one in there and doing that.
Yeah.
A lot of different ways. You can be creative with some of those things, and maybe instead of just tossing them away, you can repurpose them in your own home.
Yeah.
Who knows? Well, that's all the time we have for you here this weekend. As always, thanks so much for spending a little bit of your weekend with us. This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.